This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Haggai the prophet was assigned by God to light a fire under the Israelites who had returned to Jerusalem from exile to rebuild the temple. The building project got stalled, so the people started working on getting their own homes built and decorated. Before long, they were content to focus on their own needs rather than what they had returned to do. In the process, it appears they worked very hard, working the ground, planting crops, and doing whatever they could to make their own lives more prosperous and comfortable. But the added effort and work didn't seem to get them ahead. They worked harder and got less and less in return. All this did was wear them out, and thought about working at rebuilding the temple had vanished from their minds. That's when Haggai began to prophesy. The focus of his message is clear. The first thing is to do first things first. Why? This is how he amplified this focus. When secondary things take first place, your efforts will be counterproductive. When first things are done first, God's plan will be accomplished. When we begin to do first things first, God starts blessing the effort even before it's done. Haggai's message was blessed of God, and the people returned to the task of rebuilding the temple. From all indications, this was the beginning of a turnaround that resulted in the project being completed and worship reinstated. Even though the structure was not as spectacular as Solomon's temple, God was honored and the people were encouraged. That usually is the outcome when we put first things first.